So a few years ago, right? I'm dating a chick and everything's going good. So I thought, she requested that I be more romantic. She said I wasn't romantic enough for her. I wasn't sure. I thought I was being romantic. I never had a problem with being romantic before. So I thought the things that I was doing was romantic, but she felt like they wasn't. Now, prior to her saying that, we had been together for some years and I had my own reservations about her as well in the relationship, but I felt like I just accepted her for who she is, where she is, and everything like that. And everything was cool on my end. But she kind of gave me an ultimatum. When I was a kid, my grandma told me, like, if somebody tell you they way or the highway, always take the fucking highway.
Highway.
Love make you do some shit that ain't really you, you know? So she said, I need you to be more romantic. You know, this ain't really working for me, da da da. So I say, okay, cool. I set my intentions to be more romantic. And it became like a duty instead of just a natural thing, like a chore, like this thing I had to complete. And I would just do these things. I would always be thinking, like, she said she liked this, I'm going to do this. And it wasn't even just getting a gift. It was how it was presented. Getting her something like a gift and just giving it to her wasn't good enough. I had to do shit like get the gift and then get her car keys and go put it in her car where she can see it and surprise her with it. It wasn't just good enough to just, she mentioned this and I pop up with it. I had to like present it in a certain way for her to be happy, right? So I started doing all these things. Now, as I'm doing these things, I'm like, damn, I'm working kind of hard right now. Like, this relationship feels like work.
Gotta go performative as fuck.
And
go to the car.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And what ended up happening is now there's a level of resentment growing to us for like, okay, well, I was cool with your deficiencies 100% before, but now because I'm working so hard, I'm not cool with your deficiencies no more. Now, all the little things that I was cool with you was doing wrong, now I need to do everything right.
Your pettiness
because
rises.
I'm working hard. You know what I'm saying?
Your petty turned up.
Pettiness rises.
It literally deteriorated our relationship because she wasn't willing to change the things like I was. And if she was, she wasn't willing to do it fast enough for my liking. Because when you fall into that space with somebody where you're trying to... when you're trying to please them, it's like you're being graded on everything instead of like you're just doing things and it's being appreciated. It's almost like it's like homework. It's like you're turning your homework and waiting for it.
If you lazy, you waking up at fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon and shit like that.
Popping bottles.
You're setting the tone for everybody because you're the leader.
Popping pills.
That's just what comes with being a man.
Popping bitch ass niggas.
I don't want nobody making decisions over my life. Except me, not a woman, not a judge, not an officer, not no motherfucker.
When them bullets hit them mob, look like son had a seizure. I'm not gonna give it up, you know the procedure. I be sipping Jack and Honey.
I don't think nothing can make me not feel like a man.
Chains on my collar.
You can't take the benefits of being a man without the responsibilities.
Give you niggas halo, so God in the
king. Welcome, another episode. Roses are dead. This is episode 4 for the rebrand, but you know, we on like 217 or some shit.
18,
like that,
220.
And today, you know, we got a guest in the building, man.
Your pettiness.
Your pettiness, man. We got our boy Tahoe here from New York.
Yo.
Heart of Soft podcast, So Shameless podcast.
Absolutely.
One of the hardest working people in podcasting that I've ever seen.
Tell me about it.
Showed up to the Battle of the Sexes show in New York and absolutely killed it. Yeah, murdered it. I would say not just a podcaster, but a master orator. I feel like the way that you, your delivery on shit is just crazy, you know.
Can be, but shit, you put me next to goddamn Loon and Dodge, they be smoking me now, like,
yeah
they be smoking me. So sure. I'm glad I got it. I know, you know what I'm better at? Building good teams, you know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing. And doing that, you got to see people's positives and their negatives, and you got to know how to work with it.
Yeah,
something that you might not really be that good at,
for sure.
You know, according to that story that you were saying,
yeah,
you know. What do you think about that? The way he's saying, like, he started getting petty. It seemed like he was holding her in contempt. Hey, bitch, you gonna make
it
me work?
It was. It sounded like it was cool until
it was crazy.
It's cool when they do it.
Yeah. Like, so why did you hold her in contempt when she told you that? Like, this is how I kind of like being loved. This is cause, like, I love you, and these are the things that would really make me happy. Why did that kind of bother you?
Well, it didn't bother me at first. It just felt like, well, I would say this. It did bother me a little bit because, you know, when you get to know people, they kind of talk about their exes and they talk about this and they talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And a part of me kind of felt like she wanted me to be her old guy.
Ooh.
Some of the shit that she, like some of the shit that she had told me about early on when we was just cool, vibing, kicking it, she was starting to ask me to do that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I remember you told me that y'all did that.
We would do that.
And now you want me
did
to
you
do
say
it
that to her?
And I'm not. At some point, I probably didn't say it when I needed to say it, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I probably didn't say what I needed to say it. I probably said it when it boiled over, and it's just like, hey, look. You know, but, so that was my only issue. But I love Shorty, and I wanted that situation to work. It just was like, I'm cool with doing these things. I was cool with it for a couple months. And then it start when the things that she did that I didn't like, that I was tolerating, it just became less tolerable, like naturally. Like, it wasn't a conscious thing. It wasn't like, oh, I gotta do this, now you gotta do that. Mm-hmm. It literally just became naturally less tolerable.
It's just finding, you know, interesting, man? That, you know, one thing about women, they're gonna tell you some shit, but we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of learn how to do it. We'll sleep on spikes if we love the person that's next to us on spikes.
That's real.
And we won't even be like, yo, this is uncomfortable.
I hate that.
That's exactly what was happening.
We do it all the time. Men, especially black men, I can't say what white men do, but we do that all the time. We kind of just take whatever because we like them and we don't want to come off as pussy or we don't want to come off as weak or complaining.
You know why that is, bro? Exactly. It's because we put women on pedestals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you put that woman on the pedestal, you're going to put up with way more than you would a woman you don't have on the pedestal. And that's usually the woman that you can get to be, quote unquote, cooperative.
And that shit is the worst thing that you could do. That is like having a rock in your shoe and trying to run a track.
But I also feel like we're taught that deal with it. We taught to deal with the rock in your shoe. You don't stop and take the rock out your shoe. You run that fucking race with the rock in your shoe.
I mean, if you want to, because at the end of the day, like he said, if it's a chick that you meet, and she just beats, you just want fuck. And she's like, well, I want intimacy. You gonna be like, yo, you know what? She gonna be like, well, why you don't call me no more? Because you know what? You wanted something. I ain't wanna do that. But it's when you do wanna be there that you don't know how to express yourself. You won't say it because you kinda don't, I don't know if it's imposter syndrome.
You don't wanna rock the boat.
I don't know if it's our machismo. You know, we too macho. Yeah. So you say, I don't wanna say that I'm uncomfortable. I wanna rock the boat, like you said.
Yeah.
And when she said what she said to you, you had the whole room was, your floor was yours to say, yo, honestly, I fuck with that. I would love to build our relationship to something where we both happy. But there's a few things, like, I don't know if we could, like, maybe check in every Monday. So, you know, say, I don't want to come back at you right now, but I'm pretty sure there's a few things that I think about and I kind of just deal with. And if you, I think it'd be dope if I worked on you while you work on me. Mm-hmm. And let's kind of meet in the middle, but we don't do that.
Yeah.
We tend to burn out.
Yeah, we just put up with it. And like you said, at the end, you felt the need to, all right, this is what I got a problem with.
Yeah.
That was at the end versus, like he just said, you had the opportunity when she presented her requirements or whatever the case
but
may
it
be.
It would have felt tit for tat, though.
It did feel
tit for tat. Because I'm cool with it, and I never said anything about
these
things.
But are you cool with it, though?
I was genuinely cool with it. Because it's like, you're not going to be perfect.
So
my thing is like, I don't like these things, but I'm not looking for perfection. So I'm wholly accepting.
I feel you.
I can deal with the fact. Like, she was just super selfish and self-centered, right? I'm like, I could deal with that.
Why? Why'd you ever do that?
It just,
because when you be in love,
it didn't rock. It's not even about being in love. I'm not like, what issue? This is the thing. When you get with somebody, it's going to be something that you don't like.
That's real.
It's going to be something that you don't like. Her level of selfishness wasn't necessarily killing the relationship for me. It was annoying at times, but it wasn't like crazy to the point where it was just like, I can't deal with this. You know what I'm saying? I was cool with it.
That's different for different people.
But it was like, okay, you have one issue with me and you're like, if you don't change this, I can't do this. So it's like, you're looking for perfection. I wasn't. So now that I'm doing all of this fucking work,
After a few months,
it's like, now that you're doing a selfish thing again, it's like, hey, you know what? I don't like that shit no more. And it didn't come from a petty spirit. It just literally came from like, it's like anything. When you do the group project and you working your ass off and the other nigga not doing shit, it's like, bro, you got to do something, bro. Like, you got to do something. Like, I did the project We finna get an A on it regardless. But nigga, tonight, the last day before it's due, you gotta do something. I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I felt. It felt like I was working by myself.
That's unfortunate.
Well, you never asked her to work though.
At the end, I guarantee if you would have, the best time to express yourself was when she was, even though you felt like it would have been seeming tit for tat. Mm-hmm. That was just an opportunity to have a conversation on what we both need for this to be a successful relationship.
I don't disagree with that, but I think it has to be done in a very specific way. I didn't know that then, but I know that now.
Yeah,
because I think that if I come to you with a problem and you respond with a problem that I never heard of before, it's like, what the fuck is this?
I know, I've been listening. You know what I'm saying? I've been thinking while you've been talking. I've just been sitting here just like, I just think you a really petty nigga.
I think you a really petty. This is not the first time I heard that, but I disagree though.
I think you a really petty nigga. And it's, why you think I'm petty, bro? The reason why is because you just didn't want to do those things. And you started holding that shit against her. And you start paying more attention. So now you got her under a microscope. Whereas before, you said, yo, I ain't really care about none of that shit. But now, you're holding her in for contempt for what you've already agreed to, what you've already accepted, what you already told her you liked, what you already told her.
No.
This doesn't bother me.
There was
too
no
much.
Verbal agreement on that. But
you,
I just, you was ignoring
you
the shit.
You showed her that. Before any right. of that, you was cool with it. And then, even now, you're like, this shit didn't bother me. Until she made me go get her things and put it in the car. It was like the extra shit. It wasn't even the getting the things. It was the actually going to do it the way she wanted to do it.
Yeah, right.
And that's bitch ass shit. With all due respect, I'm not calling you a bitch ass nigga. I'm saying, because I'm a bitch ass nigga. So what I know when I'm doing bitch nigga shit, and it's just because I feel a way that's mad corny, but I can't help it. And I'm going to treat you that way until we had this conversation, and then I get over the feelings behind it, and I say, you know what? I did that on purpose. Right. I was being a bitch ass nigga when I did that. But I was being on purpose because I didn't tell you how I really felt. And so this was my reaction to it. Yeah. So again, I was not talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about the shit behind it. You literally was holding her in contempt for shit that you never expressed, that you really ain't have a problem with. You just didn't like that she held you.
To standards.
Yeah. You didn't like that shit.
I didn't like that shit.
And so you started acting up. You started finding faults where there really wasn't. With things where you was like, you know what? I'm cool with that.
No. I'm going to say... It probably was false, but not cool enough for him to voice it.
He was cool with it.
Like, it's like, okay, I don't like this, but it ain't.
I know. And listen, I'm not going to say I didn't voice it as if, like, I was just silent. Okay. It was more a situation where it's just like, I'm not finna leave over this shit. Okay. So when those situations come up, it'll be. So you know how it is when your person you date have a personality trait. That shit is going to present itself in 1,000 different ways. Yeah. Right? So if the situation is self-centered, is you can only see shit from your way. That's going to be, every time we have a problem, that's going to be a part of getting over the problem is the fact that you only see this your way. Mm-hmm. So it's not this, this is something that's not voiced. It's voiced, but it's not something I'm like, hey, you got to change this or I'm leaving. It's just like, okay, I see the pattern. I see this is who you are, but cool.
And it's one thing.
I ain't finna get up out of here over that shit.
That's like me. I'm an only child.
Me too.
So I'm innately selfish. I only have to think about myself all the time. I'm used to being by myself. So sharing is an extra effort for me. Mm-hmm. Actually thinking about somebody else before I think about myself, that's an extra effort for me. Mm-hmm. So to do that and to continuously do that, and then somebody over there is selfish? Mm-hmm. Or you calling me to the table like, oh, well, you don't do this and you don't do this. And I'm like, bitch, all the shit that you don't do, so I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get what you're saying. But again, you kind of had already signed that you was cool with that contract, right? You was kind of was you really ready? How old are you?
I'm 33 right now. At the time I was 25, 26 maybe.
Do you think you're more ready now to be in a successful relationship than you were at that point?
Yeah, definitely.
What changed?
Me even understanding that situation, looking back, because when that shit was happening, I didn't have these thoughts that I have right now. It was just happening. Like, I was just experiencing it. Mm-hmm. But I'm a lot more self-aware now.
What'd you do now
than
differently?
I was then. What I do now differently, I would have just left the situation.
Because you didn't want to get her gifts?
Not because I didn't want to get her gifts. And it wasn't about, I got her gifts all the time. It wasn't about the gifts. It was the way that the things that she was asking me to do weren't natural for me. it just wasn't me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What she was looking for was just wasn't me. We weren't compatible at the end of the day. And I'm gonna say this too. Sometimes love languages is a real thing, right? I didn't necessarily understand that as much at that time. I think love languages are limited. You have like 5. I think it's way more than that. But at the same time, you know, I felt like she would always be like, she was not always, but at times she would say stuff like, well, you don't do anything for me. But it was like,
that's so triggering.
It's super triggering. But she wanted like a lot of gifts and things like that. Mm-hmm. I was more of a naturally an act of service guy. Like, you don't have to worry about, it's so much shit you don't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's so much shit you don't have to worry about. But it was just the natural compatibility of, these are the things I naturally do. Some of the things, like these gifts and shit, like, I'm going to do that. Woo-woo. But she wanted that shit like.
She was better off finding her thing. A guy who is just like naturally want to be creative in giving his gifts. Like, he just wants to do that shit versus he notices his woman likes that. Okay, let me adjust to try to, appease my girl. Versus you can easily just find a nigga who, that's just what he do. And y'all gonna mesh so well.
And you know the thing was, she was great at that.
Mm-hmm. She was you usually are great at what you want.
She was a hell of a gift giver. A hell of a gift giver. Yeah. So mm-hmm. she expected that. And we talked about it years later. And mm-hmm. I was like, and I told her, like, you can't, and like, find, you know, the person that fits you. But you can't always expect your gift from other people. Your gift is your gift.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my gift is like, I'm able to give her, to this day, she still calls me for advice on fucking everything. Right? And I'm like, I don't expect that from you just because I'm good at it. I don't mm-hmm. expect that every time I call you, I'm going to get great advice. That's my thing. She's a crazy, like, I could tell her some shit 3 years ago. Oh, Priest Holmes is my first favorite football player. Not right now, mm-hmm. but when I first started watching football, it was because of Priest Holmes. I told her that shit when we first met, right? When we met, I was 25. On my 31st birthday, Priest Holmes, the jersey number is number 31. She gave me a Priest Holmes jersey for my birthday.
Wow.
Crazy shit. Wow. We had broke up and made up years later.
Right.
And she remembers some shit from years ago.
That's crazy.
I can't do that. That's what she wanted, that's though. Crazy. That's the shit she was looking for. She was looking for if she literally was like, if she bought up a bunch of shit and was like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this, and I bought her that shit, that wasn't cool enough. It had to be some mind-blowing shit because she was the one mind-blowing shit. It just wasn't me.
You know what the thing is about that? And I think women complain about this all the time when it comes to men, especially men that have finance and do shit. It's this one word is effort. Mm-hmm. I feel like women just really put a lot of effort into their relationships when they like somebody. And even love language shit. Most women, not all, will conform to the relationship that he wants. And a lot of times they will sidestep the things that they want. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they will lower their standards to where he's at sexually, intimacy wise. They were like, all right, this is where he is.
Yeah.
Where she might want to do this and she might want to do that. She'd be like, you know what? This is where he is. I like him. I'm cool right here. But we don't do that. You guys see these, the relationship painting things.
You're talking about when a person is drawing the other two people, mm-hmm. and it's like a crazy ass.
Right.
Yes.
You notice that the woman, more times than not, kind of gets the guy. She kind of gets his essence. You know what I'm talking about? They have the two easels. They're sitting across from each other.
Me? Okay, yeah. No, I don't know.
So the woman sits here, the guy sits there, and they paint each other on
on
the easel.
Oh, I saw that. Okay, yeah.
They give each other the picture and hold it next to you.
Bro.
Right? You notice how the women paint the guys basically how they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They pay attention. Mm-hmm. But when you see the guy's picture of her.
It's regular. It's no effort. It's a fucking stick figure.
It's nuts every time.
That's terrible.
It's nuts.
That's terrible.
A lot of times, that's the way we love.
All right.
We don't put as much effort into it as they. We ask them to meet us where we are.
Right. I want to accept that is the way you said it, just because you have more experience than I do. But
you just call me old.
No, I call you more experience.
Me old, and you said I got more bitches. It was either one or the other.
You got more bitches than me. You got way more bitches than me. Like, you get all the bitches. Listen, New York is crazy too. But
it is.
this is what I would say this too, right? So when it comes to effort, I think that if this is naturally your gift, if gift giving is naturally your gift, you're not, it's going to be easier for you than me. So the level of effort that you're putting in to get this done isn't the level of effort I got to put in, because I don't know how to do this shit, right? But my effort is like, if you're anything happened with your car, if anything happened with in the crib, if anything, any problem you have, you don't have to worry about no problems. Any problem you have is I make solve. So to me, that's my effort. But to her, that's not what she's looking for. So it don't check the boxes. It don't really count.
Let me give y'all a hack real quick. Everybody that's listening, the easiest way to figure out the person that you dating, if you want to know exactly how to treat them in the way that they want to be treated, literally just pay attention to how they treat you. Because you said she was a great gift giver.
Facts.
Like how creative she was and this and that. Like I even see it in what I do. Like we do this nonverbal communication thing where we try to treat people how we want to be treated. So my big thing is physical touch. So I always find myself, since it's my language.
Horny ass nigga. Okay, go ahead.
See, look at you. This is why niggas don't express themselves. Not just, but nah. Like since mine is physical touch, I'll find myself, I'll grab your leg or just anything because I want that. So I'm showing you what I want through my actions. Yeah. So with your shorty, she was so great at gifts because she wanted you to do that.
Yeah.
So just pay attention to whoever you dealing with. Mm-hmm. Look at how they treat you in certain things. And if you pay attention to that and just give it an exchange, you'll figure it out.
But I also think like if you don't have that skill, then what? Like is it a compatibility issue?
If you don't have what skill? Their skill?
Whatever the skill is.
It can absolutely be a compatibility issue. And you need to just, you know what I'm saying? So this is the thing. It's okay to part ways. 9 times out of 10, the person you dating is probably not the one.
Yeah. That's how that's ended. They're probably not the one.
like you're going to end up marrying one person if that's your goal.
You're right.
One person. How many people are you dating? Yeah. Like the odds that the person that you're probably feeling so strongly for, it might not go in your favor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
I just really like feel like women do that better. Women will acquiesce to the situation. To him, she will learn that nigga.
Yes, bro.
They study they nigga. They study they lover. That's what they do.
Right.
But we are very concrete. We stay in our shell. Yeah. We've built this facade, this image of ourselves that we have to stay in it. And it's actually harmful because when you're talking about what if it's not true, well, you were able to learn science. You were able to learn math. Mm-hmm. You were able to learn English. You were able to learn your block.
From nothing.
You're able to learn your mother's mannerisms, your father's. You know the people around you. You understand all of their shit. But if there's one person that you choose, and you're choosing not to learn them, you're choosing not to acquiesce to them. And that's a personality thing. Because when you want to, you'll do it. Niggas take off of this whole motherfucking world, nigga. We built buildings, 30 fucking stories. Nigga, we want to do some shit. We want to do that shit.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's like, I could just find somebody else that don't need me to do that shit. And that's just, it's kind of that's a love language as well. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn how to communicate that shit to yourself as to really say what you're willing to do. I seen a movie, Untouchables, back in the day. He's like, what are you willing to do? That's what it comes down to.
I'll combat that with this, right? I did learn how to do science, but I didn't want to be a scientist, right? I learned it to get a grade, to get a result, for a short-term result, and get the fuck out of there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you, but I think when you're talking about like longevity, you want to be comfortable. Like, I don't want to work. I don't want to have to, like, be performative,
and you're not ready for a relationship.
Nah, bro, not. I'm willing to do the emotional work, but this thing, these little tedious things to where it's like, oh, your birthday comes up, Christmas comes up, is like anxiety, like a motherfucker, because it's like, damn, like what if I do this wrong? What if I do this right? Ooh, like I bought you this shit, you didn't like it, you left it at my house. Like this shit is crazy.
That sound personal.
Nigga, this is my bitch. Like it is, right? It was personal. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? This is my girl. Like, it was times like,
what did you get her?
Nigga, I was buying shit. Like, bro, like it wasn't even a thing. It was multiple things. It was just like, ooh. But it was like, it just wasn't. I've never had that issue with anyone I've ever dated outside of that. I've never had a woman be like, oh, you're not romantic or you're not. I've never had the issue.
That's almost like a culture shock, because I had dated a woman and, like, you know, you hate to, like, kind of toot your horn type shit, but
I don't.
So I don't pray that. But, like, prior to that shorty, I'm prototype type shit. Like, yeah. I don't get really complaints. Yeah. So for me to not be showing up in a way that you feel like I'm good at, and I have receipts.
Yeah. It's what was the thing, though?
What was that thing?
What was the thing? Because this is a transparent podcast, nigga. We spilling it. Like,
this nigga always...
he always try to, like, throw these concepts out here. This is the storytelling podcast, though. This is
I'm not even worried about saying this, because there's so many receipts that Trump, what she was talking about.
It don't matter, though.
I'm going to tell you. Shut up. All
right.
She was not satisfied with the sex. And I have so many receipts prior to... I'm just like, hell no. What do you mean? So I'm like, okay, cool.
Wait.
I'm like, what you mean? So she voiced her opinion and tell me what's happening or whatever. But long story short, it ended up being just an incompatibility type of situation.
Like, where chemistry.
Chemistry. We didn't have any fucking sexual chemistry. Like, it was strange. I had more sexual chemistry with a one night stand than I did with the woman I was dating.
Why do you think that is?
We just wasn't compatible. It's not hard to figure out.
She didn't get wet for you. You didn't get it.
It was hot and cold. It was like some day, boom. Other days, it's like, all right, fuck it. You said what?
It was hard as all.
It was hard as all.
Hard as all, exactly, right. You know what I'm saying? So
things that she wanted you to do?
Bro, it wasn't even no astronomical shit. It wasn't complicated. Like, the same shit that I would do with her. Yeah. Like, if I did that shit to another woman, she gone. She got the door. She loves me.
But with Shorty, right.
It was a certain way. But it's also what it boiled down to. She was used to dating a certain type of guy, right? So, like, the a street nigga.
Right.
Right? You know, I don't want to tell your business.
Tell my business. That's what I do.
Okay, right. Remember when you was dating Jazz?
Yeah, you didn't have to say names.
Names is crazy, bro.
Let's go. Shout out to you, Jazz.
Shout out to Jazz.
Damn, go crazy though. If you would have said Shorty with the joint over there, and Jesus Christ. If you would have said the hood chick, I would have knew exactly who you were talking about.
This why I don't drink. It's my birthday though, y'all. So whatever.
Shout out to
Jazz. Forget a birthday boy, Jazz.
But when you that part what she was used to dealing with,
yeah,
like, it was literally the same situation.
That shit was wild. Yeah.
And I'm just like, bitch.
Yeah, you got to communicate.
She was like used to some, like, the streetest nigga. Like,
right.
She used to, like, talk to me about how this nigga got shot up and how he survived and how he came back and how every nigga, if she walk in a room, niggas be scared and all this shit. And she used to be like, oh, well, the nigga gonna be over here. You gonna come. Like I was supposed to be scared of the nigga. Like, it was crazy. Like, all right, bitch, I get it.
Okay, so what does that have to do with sexually?
So
she wanted more aggression?
More aggression. So I was more so, I am more so, I mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Soft, aggressive. It's a mixture. Like, for her, she was used to predominantly aggressive. Because you got to think about it. She want aggressive sex from an aggressive nigga who she's dealing with.
She wanted her ass slapped over hard, back shots, you know, for 13
she
minutes.
She didn't even want me to punch her in the nose type shit. I'm just kidding. But no. Oh, shit. Like, it's people that's into that type
Some
shit.
Some people like to slap hard.
At the end of the day, it was just, we were incompatible sexually. Mm-hmm. And, like, long term, it was just a thing that I had to go figure out. Because when you're dating somebody, you don't really know until you get to a certain point. And I'm not just talking about sexually. I'm just talking about 100%, like, just being compatible.
Once you learn them, and they learn you, and it's just like
this probably ain't it.
This ain't it. How long was y'all dating?
Maybe 8 months.
So y'all had a fair amount of skirmishes.
You know what's crazy, bro? We had a fucking ball together. We had the most fun together.
Outside the house,
we would go out. We would go crazy. Like, it was a fucking ball. Mm-hmm. When it's time to have sex.
All right.
It was like, what the fuck? Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I've had situations like that.
She couldn't. We weren't in a relationship. Like, and if whatever.
What's the solution to that? You just get the fuck up out of there?
Yes.
We were better as friends. But the fact that we really wanted to be with each other fucked that friendship up. You know what I'm saying?
How do y'all feel about that? Like, it be a lot of chicks. And now I be taking my time with hidden chicks because I be like, majority of the chicks I fucked, we would have been way better as friends. Like, I didn't need, like.
But this is my thing. I really don't need any more platonic female friends. Like, the women.
I don't mind them, though.
But check it out, though. The women that I have in my life. Like, I got somebody in every category. I got spiritual sisters. I got, you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck did you just laugh at that?
He said sisters.
He said God.
He didn't say, I got spiritual friends. I got spiritual sisters. He put a hair wrap on her, though. Like, he put the Nubian queens.
But no, like, every category, like, I got really good friendships with women where I could, first of all, I got sisters, like, blood sisters. And then if it happens, cool. But I'm not just finna befriend you just because, like, I get it. We can be associates. And that's the thing. Fellas, y'all gotta know, you don't have to, especially if you shoot your shot at a woman and maybe she's not into something romantically with you, you don't have to settle for a friendship. She can absolutely be your associate, and that's okay. Because it's not genuine on your end. Because you got to think about it. What did you want? What did you ultimately want? Mm-hmm. You wanted something romantic. And even if she turns it down, that's okay. But that don't mean you have to settle for what she wants. Because she wants a genuine friendship from a guy.
Right.
That's not what you want. Right. You capping right now. Right. So it's okay to just be like, you know what? We can be
facts.
Associates.
Absolute facts. Absolute facts. I never let somebody put me in a friend zone if I don't want to be there. I definitely will say, I want to fuck.
Right.
I want to fuck with you. I'm never going to let her say, no, we just friends. No, we're not. We're not just friends. I'm telling you right now, you might think I'm your friend. I'm trying to fuck with you. Mm-hmm. So please don't put me in. Don't ever think that that's what it is. I'm not going to play the friend card with you. I'm not going to come help you put up your TV. No. I'm not going to help you. I'm not doing none of that.
You're trying to fuck out of you putting the TV.
I'm not going to lie. Over time, like, I agree, but when time pass on,
let's hear it.
It'd be like, I don't give a fuck no more. Like, we could be cool. Like, there's a lot of chicks
who can be cool.
No, I'm not though.
If she give you some action, so have you ever felt disrespected? A chick try to give you some box afterwards, like later on, maybe she fell off.
Yeah,
or
if she fell
some
off.
Shit.
Yeah,
maybe she would come run down on you. That you never looked at her like,
absolutely.
I'm not getting stay close to a chick that. Up. Yeah, once we absolutely. Say it's not gonna work. We are not. I'll see you in the next lifetime. I'm good.
Next lifetime.
No. But if you look the same as if when I wanted you, I'll consider fucking. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. But, you said I'm a petty nigga.
I know you're a petty.
And I disagree. But, I agree. So listen, this is the thing. Like, the reason why I can be cool with a chick after is like, I wanted to fuck. She wasn't on shit. She tried to friend zone me. And at the time, it's like, nah, I'm not on that type of shit. But later on, we can be cool. It's because I'm so petty that if you do try to give me the pussy, I'm not taking it no more.
See, that's my thing, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I am the type of person that I don't have to have every kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't. So if it don't work right now, whatever, and we friend zone or we become, later on, you don't get to choose me. Like, and after you done dubbed me, like,
but for me, it's like, we can be friends because I'm not going to give you the satisfaction. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of doubling back on me. I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of like, oh, I dubbed this nigga back then. Mm-hmm. And now I'm on him. Like,
I think
I'm going to let you get as close as you want. We can be super cool. And you try to give me the pussy, I'm going to turn it down.
That's not petty. And you're acting like you're
I'm petty.
And you're acting like you're her friend.
She's definitely my friend.
Yeah, but it's like,
she
not really.
Why is she your friend? Because you won't fuck her? Because
she cool. She tolerable.
She's tolerable.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You're wild.
Yo, you hear what I'm saying? This is the epitome of pettiness.
Hang on, that was crazy.
Like, because you smile on her face every day.
She cool though.
Knowing I don't really like you like that. You're just tolerable.
Nah, but she okay though. Like, what percentage of women are tolerable, Reggie?
What percentage of women are tolerable?
Yeah, what percentage of women are tolerable?
You try to keep
a low number.
What percentage of women are tolerable on some friendship shit?
I don't really deal with tolerable.
Either you game or you're not.
I get annoyed easily.
Me
like
too.
I don't really like noise. So tolerable feels like noise.
That's
to
that
me.
Only
like
child
I got
shit.
Mad kids. I got two baby mothers. I don't really need no. Need that. That's not my body. So if I'm considering you a friend, it's because you're adding value. Okay. And I appreciate your value in my life.
Let's talk about
I'm hold that up.
I like that you said the word value.
Yeah.
For so sure. I feel a friendship is mutual on both ends.
Yes.
I'm getting something.
Yes.
And you're getting something.
Yes.
This is what niggas be fucking up, right? Niggas just say some shit like, yeah, you just missed out on a great friendship. She could have put you on game with women. This the thing. No woman can give me advice on women. I don't take it. I'm dealing with women. You're not. And it's going to be bias.
I disagree with that.
No. It's going to be bias. Because a woman will give you advice on how to treat another woman, yet she is receiving the same treatment that she's telling you to give another woman from a guy that she's not interested in. Or that she doesn't, you know what I'm saying? That's just not working for her.
I feel like...
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Yeah, I definitely disagree with that. You want to start?
Women have given me so much insight on how women think. It's not about her giving me advice on how to get a woman, but just how women think.
I should
think,
be specific then.
How women react to things emotionally. So it's like, okay, I'm a logical, I'm a nigga. Yeah. Period. I'm a nigga. At the end of the day, I'm limited to being a nigga. Like,
right,
that's
right.
My cap. That's my cap. Like, I can't get past being a nigga at the end of the day, right?
I love that. That should be the title.
Yeah, like you don't see. So that should be tight.
I'm
limited to being a nigga. I can't surpass that, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's like, can I be emotional? Can I tap into my feminine energy? Yeah, but to a certain extent, though. So my female friends are my women friends, have whatever I'm gonna be called today. My tolerable friends too. They're able to guide me in a situation where it's like, nah, it ain't that. Like it ain't really that. Cause the way I'm reading it logically ain't the way she reading it emotionally. And on that end, the insight that women can give you on other women is endless. But as far
I'll stand
as,
corrected on that. I should have been more specific as far as no woman can give me advice on how to get a woman.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but in that situation, understanding a woman's like emotions and thought process type shit, I'll listen to that. Absolutely. For sure.
Okay. Now he got out of that. You got out of that. And
I'm gonna give you this nigga Dante Nuro. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Raymond put me on Dante Nuro. You know about Dante
Nuro. Okay.
He said women, like you don't get advice for how to get a woman from a woman because women aren't being women. Women aren't getting women, they're just being women.
Right.
It's like a deer. Like, you don't get advice on how to catch a deer from a deer because a deer isn't studying deer. They're just being a deer.
Mm-hmm.
The nigga who hunt deer, he's studying deer. He know how many beats per second they heartbeat. He know all type of shit about deer that they don't know about themselves.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I disagree with y'all again.
Okay, really? Go ahead. Go crazy.
I've seen chicks. Chicks can bag chicks way quicker than a nigga. Like, they know how
but
to.
But they can't tell exception.
You how to bag the exception don't make the rule, though.
They just, yo.
It's not
women,
a lot of women like that.
No, it is. A lot of women are like that. She's like that. Where's Jody at? Rami's like that, too.
Those are anomalies.
But they're not anomalies. But I feel like a woman bagging a chick, women don't have the same defense up when a woman approaches them.
That's true as well.
So it's a different ball game.
But they can also see how you move in that. That is like, yeah, I can see that being an ick.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you do that or, like, you know, you I don't know. I know I'm going to tell you what. When I want to solve an equation, I'm going to take the information from all around.
That's facts.
From all around. And
that's
I'm
real.
Not going to limit myself to just what I know.
You
that's
going
to be the hardest way to solve that equation. So if I'm in here, I'm watching, I'm looking at the lights, I'm looking at you, I'm looking at you, I'm paying attention to everything. I'm taking it all in so that I can examine where I place myself in this environment. Say a woman is the environment that you want to learn. I'm going to take it from her friends. I'm going to take it from the guys that she used to date or whatever. And I'm going to say, okay.
Let's transition into the mistakes that we've made. Because we've been talking a lot about, we basically being
we just
spinning.
Went in.
Right, we going in.
And we had a disadvantage because we're drunk and he's sober. He's just drinking water.
This nigga been drinking water.
Tahoe is sober. This nigga's been drinking water the whole time.
That milkshake fucking my stomach.
This nigga off a double dip Portillo.
A double dip glizzy. A double dip glizzy with a milkshake.
All right.
I thought he ate the beef though.
No, he had that too.
Yo, you didn't eat the beef. About ate the beef and the glizzy. Like, what's going on in here? From a real part of town.
Hey, y'all, he just had Portillo. We're going to call it that.
Yeah.
But now let's transition into, you know, the type of mistakes that we've made in dating. And it sounds like, you know, Terry, his opening story. Because I guarantee you, you wouldn't do that again. If that situation presented this, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That was clearly a mistake that you've made in dating. What's the mistakes that you've made in dating that you like, all right, I'm not going to do that again?
A mistake that I've made in dating. Lying about my intention.
Okay.
Facts.
Acting like I wanted more acting like I wanted to do certain things. Sometimes I led with money. Leading with money when I knew that I didn't want to be a trick.
Yeah.
Or something like that, but I knew that that's what she wanted. You know what I mean? Or acting like I wanted a real relationship when I knew I just wanted to fuck or something like that.
All the time.
Yeah, because those things, women tend to believe that shit, and you wind up breaking people's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then your key gets carved. Mm-hmm. I mean, your car gets keyed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've come outside a few times and my window was broken, my cars were keyed, or I've had people sitting on my stoop and they crying or some shit. And you sitting there like, how did I get here? But it's like you led people on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
So you're saying you've led women on so much just for whatever reason it was, sex, whatever company.
I think men become at a certain point in life. I think boys, we're like body collectors.
Okay.
We just get as many chicks as we can.
Yeah, it's definitely quantity over quality.
Yeah, we just get as much as we can, right?
I feel like when you're in your younger years, in my younger years, I ain't even gonna just be.
Define age. Younger years.
Younger years is between from when you start having sex. I would say, I would
11 hope, for you.
Whoa, 18, 18 up until the first thing that came to my head was 25.
Mm-hmm.
18 to 25, it's about getting reps in. Mm-hmm. Literally, you're really not focusing on quality. It's like because you're gonna squash some books. And you're getting praise for those books, too.
No, you're not getting praised for the books. I've never been praised for squashing a book.
It depends on how... If the bug was thick, there's some exceptions.
Niggas didn't praise me. Niggas was like, you wild, but I feel you.
You wild, but I feel you. Because you can't bash me if you would smash my book.
Yeah.
You can't say anything because you understand where I'm coming from.
Are we saying what age is that? Stop.
What's going on?
What age are you saying at that stop?
This is getting too personal.
Listen, man.
I think when we're young, I think men build value. What? What happened?
It's personal.
What happened?
He was capping. Go ahead, though. He was capping.
I wasn't capping.
I think the world makes us look at ourselves as if we aren't who we are until what we have. You get more respect once you have things. You have money, clothes, women, height, big dick. It's never about your personality with a man, right? So it's like you have to acquire respect from your kills, right? Whether regardless of whether it's the clothing, you know, jewelry, women.
So you're categorizing that as a kill. Like, that's something I acquire.
Those things that you put on top of yourself, those are the things that make you feel like you're more that nigga.
Okay.
And I feel like when you ask him what made you a younger nigga, I think that once you graduate out of needing to acquire in order to feel yourself, you become a man.
Well, let me tell you a conversation me and him just had not too long ago, right? So one thing that we would do when we were in that younger stage is we would put on that front. Like, let's just say we just wanted to fuck. We're going to take you out. We'll court you with all of this. And like the age where we are now, it's been situations where I found a woman attractive. And I'm like, damn, I hit that. Mm-hmm. But I did not thought about what it would take to hit. Mm-hmm. Like, I take her out. I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And just the thought of that overwhelmed me. So I'm not even finna shoot my shot. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to go through all of that just to fuck at this age. Mm-hmm. No, because there's a woman who's on the same page as me. Whoa, what's that face?
I mean, that leads me to something else. It's not that I wasn't listening to you, and I was. That kind of leads me to discernment versus instinct. When you're young, your fucking balls is driving you everywhere.
That's true.
Your dick is going everywhere. It's whatever I can do to get this load off. As you get older, your testosterone lowers. Your experience and your discernment, like, you know, okay, I can get her pregnant. It's going to take much more money. I don't know what time she's going to leave. I got to work in the morning.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're thinking.
Right. So as you,
but I don't be following as you get older, stuff. I'm in the middle ground.
As you get older, your testosterone lowers.
My shit is high. I do leg day a lot.
All right, well, your discernment probably got high too then.
Absolutely.
You know, you got more experience and you're like, you know what? Your balls don't drive your every move anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then for women, they pussy start making a lot more choices for them as they get older.
Mm, that's true.
They, you know, they just like, yo, I'm horny. I want to fuck. I don't care about being in a relationship with you. You don't have to lie.
Man.
They become more like us in their 30s. Or, yeah. You know, they become more like how we used to be in our 20s. And we become more like, yo, I don't fuck right now. You want to just chill? Like, you don't even know my name. Like, damn. He's like, just take off your clothes. Take your dick out. Make it hard. I want to fuck. I'm like, oh, my God.
On a serious note, have y'all ever experienced a woman who was just like that straightforward where it kind of turned you off a little bit?
Yes. But she was unattractive too.
What were you doing in that situation? You were smashing a bug?
No, we didn't do anything. She was just very straightforward and unattractive and we didn't do anything.
I've had it happen with chicks I wanted.
No, seriously.
And I couldn't perform.
The woman who I was telling you was having them compatibility issues?
Not got hard for a chick that was attractive, but go ahead.
Okay, you're better than me.
Fine. I am. I'll take that one.
Dick, like, whatever. It's happened. I've sit there and really been trying to force my dick in her with both thumbs. Like, yo, I
damn.
Don't know.
Both thumbs?
You have the popsicle stick?
sitting here like.
Hey, he's literally for it.
Hey, so let me ask y'all this. What's y'all go-to in that situation? My go-to is Alicia Keys Nudes. I saw when I was 12. My go-to is Alicia Keys Nudes. I'm beating off in the bathroom. I'm praying to God. He answering.
What?
He be answering.
I just cry.
Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I thought of a specific woman. When she saw, because I had her on such a high pedestal. When I was in that situation, she saw. She's like, come here. Don't worry about it. And, like, we would cuddle. And then I would get back hard. And I'm like, all right, now I'm ready.
Wait, she would put your... Fine. It looked like... Wait. That's no, fine. Slow down. No.
Wait,
no.
Back it up. Because
the way you just signaled that, like, figuratively, is she put your head on her chest.
I'm so glad that yo...
That's what you just did with your hands.
I'm so glad that the audio audience can't see that.
That's what you did.
But I did signal that.
She put your head on her chest like, come here. It's okay.
It's okay.
That actually a fucking reassurance. Hey,
that reassurance and intimacy, that put me back in the game mentally. Bro. And I'm like, boom, nigga, let's go.
That's crazy.
Anxiety in
I got mommy issues, so maybe they just don't do it for me.
Yo, anxiety in bed that. Comes from you needing to please her. You want to do this. Like, you want to do it so bad that it works against you. So when she says, and she actually makes you feel like,
don't even worry
still
about that
good.
Shit. You good,
baby. It doesn't
baby.
Matter. I still fuck with you. I'm not judging you. Everything. Your shit can come back.
Absolutely.
It actually can
come
back.
It's never happened to me. Like,
women can help with niggas'
first
anxiety.
My first time with a limp dick was the...
I remember.
The threesome.
The shorty.
My first threesome.
No, what about the other girl?
Chill out. I don't even remember what you're talking about. But my first threesome, I had a limp dick. I couldn't get it up. I went to the bathroom. Alicia Keys prayed. My ritual... I came out the bathroom. How fast have y'all ever ran naked? You don't run fast naked. Right?
What?
I don't remember running what? Naked at all.
Nigga, I shot from the bathroom to the bedroom and threw my dick in like a grenade. Like, it was like, shit was like, I gotta get it in before I get soft. Cause they was both,
fire in the hole.
Imagine you getting hit from two chicks at once.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. Gummy.
That's crazy.
I was gummy. They was like two birds fighting over a worm. I was gummy. Like, it was crazy. Like, it was crazy. I had to. I got my shit hard off Alicia.
I hate this.
Shout out to Alicia.
Gotta get in there.
I ran in that bitch like a tire. You know how tires run like the side to side. I was going though. I was fast as shit.
So what you do in the bathroom, bro?
I'm fast as fuck, boy.
I pray. I looked in the mirror. I prayed.
First of all, you ain't even supposed to be having sex.
I'm out of here.
So you
thought about Alicia Keys.
Oh, you looked in the mirror and prayed to
Jesus.
God, please get my dick off.
God don't want you to do it anyway.
We made a deal. We made a deal.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Listen. We made a deal.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
I said, God,
please,
if you give me this, I'm chilling for the rest of the summer. And my dick got hard. I swear to God.
You lying.
I swear to God.
Hey, don't you know how when you lie so good, you believe it?
Nah, he's lying.
That was that situation. No way.
I finessed Jesus. Fuck it.
Oh, my God. Stop.
I did.
Stop.
Come on, man.
That's what I said. I prayed to, I only know Christianity. That's all I knew at the time.
Oh, man.
That's all I knew. I was right in church.
Turn gummy to hard. Okay.
I said, if you give me this one, I'm chilling for the rest of the summer. I'm not going to do nothing else fucked up for the rest of the summer.
What month was it?
It was June, July, something like that.
So he definitely lied.
July, I can see it because summer's damn near over. But if it was June, you was a fucking liar.
I don't know if I did nothing else bad or not.
All right. So boom. Can I ask y'all a question?
Let's do it.
Talk to me.
Because y'all niggas is nuts. This shit, yo, this is one of my favorite appearances ever. Hold on. So on y'all show, I'm hearing about what y'all did in y'all show. On my show, we talk about the things that make men hard and the things that make men soft. We're talking about the bedroom right now. I was just on lip service and I fucking was talking about having a gummy the whole episode. I'm trying to get off of that topic. Because they're like, oh, so your dick want to get hard. I'm sitting around like, all right, like, damn. Shout out to Gigi and Angela Yee and Shell. But I'd like to ask y'all, things that you guys like in the bedroom. I'm going to ask y'all both one question. Something that made you hard. Something that you like that women do. Something that just like, it could be just you. It don't have to be men all around. It could be just some shit you like. Well, I don't care if you like how to stick an almond up in your nose.
Why'd you go there?
It's a nose.
Okay.
It was a nose. I knew you thought it was going to go.
You got this one first?
I knew you had to go. It's a nose. What all you
right,
got?
So we're here. Head is a big thing for men universally, right? So when a woman does something right, what she can do right for me is literally focus on the head. Like, It's when you don't have to tell her that, like I've had experiences with women where she's giving me head and as she's sucking, she's not just holding the shaft and moving her head up and down. She's holding the shaft. And every time my dick comes out of her mouth, she's squeezing the head as she comes up.
Yo,
crazy.
That's crazy.
That I love you.
Soul snatcher.
All shit. That.
Soul snatcher. You know what I'm saying? So, but a lot of women don't know that.
You ever had a chick suck your dick like it was 2 inches? I got a lot. I got more dick than this.
I get what you're saying.
Like you're tripping right now. Like,
but that's not. It got to be the whole thing. But not all that. Like, cause ladies, we don't. The shaft. You don't feel nothing. It's just like our head is the equivalent to y'all clit.
Yes, it is.
So you need to, just like how we can't just like literally just only focus on the click the entire fucking time to do 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 do. No, it's the.
She said you can.
Our
vaginas are built differently.
Primarily, that is the focus. But it's the accumulation of all of that shit.
Yeah. I disagree with y'all about the head shit though, but go ahead.
For women or
I'm talking about when I'm getting head, I like a lot of hands involved on my shaft.
On the shit.
Like, if a girl is just sucking the head of my dick, it's not doing
nothing. No, but you're not understanding. So,
that's what I talked about, sucking my dick like it's 2 inches. Go ahead, though.
Okay, so, exactly. I'm going to let you tell your story.
We're on my dick right now. Hold yours. Hold yours down. Let me get mine off. I got you.
We're on my dick right now. It's crazy.
Listen. Oh, he said no titty. Listen.
Nah. But no, just the the shaft, and then as you coming up, the head, it's the whole experience, not just the...
You gotta stop doing that.
I'm trying to help the lady.
My son was in that motion, though.
Because I'm looking at...
You can't teach them how to suck dick on this podcast.
I'm not teaching them how to suck dick.
You can't do that.
Go off. Now go off. Do your thing. Boy, I'm used to this. Don't listen to
that. Why'd you say that?
Bro.
You can't say do your thing.
If you
listen... Bro, we good. What is you worried about?
Hey, are you listening on audio right now?
This is for the ladies.
Hey, take it to school, bro. Take it to school.
Oh man.
Look, man.
Take the ladies to school.
Just the whole experience, man. When that dick come out your mouth, just squeeze the head too.
Yeah. He sound like Jody right now. Yeah.
Good job. Good fucking job.
He's saying, you got a shield. You got a fucking shield. This is bad.
Okay.
Pass the fucking mic.
Terry, you wanted to tell us about yours?
You better not say shit. You better not. I'm going to just listen.
Terry.
I did. Go ahead.
All right. What was the question?
I know you wanted to finish.
I don't want to finish shit. Like, what are we talking about right now?
The question is, they go, what do you like that women do sexually?
What do I like? One thing that's great, and this is like a GOAT move from my experience, a chick to give me head, but instead of her being, you know, our bodies being parallel, like straight ahead, she's off to the side and she's making her ass clap while she giving me head.
Okay.
Like, so she giving me head, but her body is adjacent to mine. Is that the right word? Perpendicular? Yeah. Whatever.
That was,
you know.
That was solid.
It's a 90-degree angle. Mm-hmm. It's a T. Mm-hmm. And she's giving me head. She's making her ass clap. I'm slapping the ass. I'm fingering the pussy. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
That's the only way that you can actually do it, because she has to be on an angle for you to be able to reach it type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you right
my
now.
My arm's longer than yours. Go ahead.
Get you a fucking... I know that y'all think you may, I don't get you a dildo or something. Or a
okay,
toy.
Explain. I'm, yeah,
bro.
I'm not going to judge. I'm
telling
I'm listening.
Y'all right now, it's nothing. Yo, freshly came pussy, like when she comes,
yeah,
it's mm-hmm. way better than just regular pussy, bro.
What about ovulating pussy?
So, I think it's almost the same thing.
Pregnant pussy?
It's almost the same thing. But I'm telling you right now, if you hitting her with, say it's a glass dildo or something like that while she's sucking your shit.
Yeah.
Bro. The pussy turns up to a whole nother level.
Okay.
But when you enter in that shit, it's like a whole fucking water fountain in that shit. As soon as you enter, sorry, I made that noise.
This shit getting wild.
That's it. My son looked at me like,
I'm sorry, what?
My bad. But yeah, like, yo, make her nut a few times. Before you jump in that pussy. Before you jump in that pussy, however
Jody's
you can.
Loving this right now.
I promise she's you, use vibrant. Yo, so what I'm saying is, while she's perpendicular and she got her ass in that shit, your fingers can only go but so much to get in there,
for
right?
Sure.
But if you got something,
yeah,
her favorite joint, you could actually hear her G spot or you could hear her A spot.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah.
This is going to be a wild ass question.
The way your fucking hands is up right now.
You know it's going to be wild.
Can I ask y'all a question?
You know it's going to be wild.
Okay. All right, so you fucking with a chick. You just brought the dildo thing up. I don't know. I'm not ready to own a dildo. I'm not ready for that, right?
Why?
I'm just not. And I might be one day. So I'm not going to like shit on it because I might be one day. If you was a nigga my age, I would shit on you. But because you have more experience than me, I'm going to...
it's fine, bro.
Take note of everything.
I'm gonna keep
that
it real
saying.
With you, though. I ate the first pussy I ever fucked, so I've been like this since I was about 14.
Okay, as long as you ain't say 11, he was 11. So listen,
what the fuck are you getting, bro?
Yo, y'all remember them Jordans that came in the silver case, the blue and white ones?
Yes, 18s.
White and up.
Yo,
no,
I used to carry a rabbit, a dick. It's a dildo in there that has like pearls. And when you turn it on, the pearl spin around and it did some shit like this, right? Right? I used to carry that in that case.
In the Jordan case?
When that shit first came out.
No Jordans?
Yes.
Just the case.
Yes. And no Jordans. Just the case.
So let me say this. I was in seventh grade.
And how old was he? Right.
I was in seventh grade.
Right.
Because that's when Jordan's on the Wizards.
Nigga, I know what he's talking about.
That's when LeBron got to the league. How old was you?
25, something like that.
You, nah, you walk around New York with the.
Yeah, I'm 49 now.
You walk around New York with
I'm 49.
The joint. Yeah, he don't look like 49.
God damn,
I said that at the show. Yeah. I said at the show. But you fucking with a chick, right? She, you around her crib, you chilling, da da da, whatever. You know, you looking for the toothpaste right now. You're looking for more toothpaste. That's what you're doing right now. You open a drawer, you found her daily dildo.
Okay.
It's bigger than your dick. What are you doing? It's significantly bigger than your dick.
I think the better question is, what can you do?
What have you been doing? That's the question. What have you been doing?
Man, you gotta do what you've been doing.
I married her.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
That's exactly what turned our life up.
Okay.
I opened up her drawer. She had like 15 of them shits in there, bro.
15? That was
dildos,
one drawer?
Dildos, vibrators.
How big was the drawer?
Chains, cuffs. It was like that. It's literally as big as that. That area right there. And she was like, yo, get a condom out of that drawer. And I opened that shit. It had so much shit in there. I looked at her like, you nasty bitch. And I fucking married her. Well, okay. I'm engaged to her.
But it was like a ton of dildos, bro, loaded up.
But I'm going to tell you right now, most women don't want no huge ass.
I don't know, regular.
That's our thing. Men is caught up with size on
it's
that.
It's not my thing.
As long as you can make her nut. Now, I'm not going to say there ain't no size queens out there, because they are.
There is a few.
But God bless y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I ran into two in my life.
Size queens.
I ran into two. I'm hitting it. And I felt like I wasn't doing shit. And they was like, hey, you ain't doing shit.
Oh, my God.
It was two.
Instant gummy.
They didn't tell. Like, one of them, none of one of them told me in the act, right? And this is like.
Yo, let me out of here.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, dead ass.
The act is crazy.
Dead ass, dead ass. This is one of them told me in the act, right? But I'm dead ass, though. But this is two out of, like, this is, like, 1%, right? It's, like, two out of, like, 200 yeah. whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
Wait, you said what? Two out of 100?
200, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I was at...
You gauging this shit? You gauging his kills? These niggas think it's Call of Duty?
Hey, what's your KD?
Yeah. I stopped counting. I was 21.
He only got 102 kills. I got you on that one.
No. So, anyway. So, it's, like, this is like 1%, right?
Yeah.
They didn't say it in the act.
Okay.
But one of them just kept asking me to switch positions. I'm like, this shit must not be
it. I can hold you. In those type of situations, there's no shame in just taking that L, because you're satisfying eight out of 10 women you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You need to just go find the eight. That two is just for somebody else.
I was at an age where I didn't understand that yet. I was hurt, nigga.
Yeah.
I was hurt. I was questioning, like, have every bitch lied to me? Like,
I'm not gonna lie.
I watch a lot of porn. Niggas be having 12-inch joints on that.
Oh, fuck. I'm finna get too transparent. All right. As a shorty, you know what I'm saying? You watching these porn, and then you get with a bitch. Excuse me. I'm trying to stop saying that.
They was on your ass on TikTok about saying bitch. You saw that?
Oh, I know.
We do got to work on that.
And we do. I'm sorry.
I got to work on it too. Did I say it today?
Definitely. I think I definitely
said it today.
Okay. I was with a woman. I was having sex with a woman. And, you know, I just lost my train of thought.
You said you're about to be transparent.
I was about to be transparent.
The size thing.
All right. Thank you. I'm about to be transparent about the size thing. As a shorty, when you're watching porn and you have sex with a woman and she's moaning, but you've seen a whole different, another woman not moaning, and this motherfucker got 14. And, like, you're lying to me. Because why? She's not making any noise, and I'm nowhere near that. No, so
I accepted the moans at face value.
At face value?
I accepted every moan at face value.
You took it as, like, oh, I'm doing my shit.
I never felt like I was being lied to.
Yeah.
Never.
That was a mind thing.
You are. I think women do that because they know that men react to the sound,
right?
Because I'm pretty sure that a woman could quiet her way through sex. She could just be like, she can't.
But you know probably. What you can't. You know what? Women can't fake. Women can't fake the leg shake.
That's a lie. They can fake the man. They can fake the leg shake.
Would you say, Jody?
Y'all some fucking demons. Then
you cannot.
Because why would you do that?
They can, bro. Women give themselves to us in so many different ways. We think we're taking it. And that's a very big thing with our ego, is that we fucked her, but you don't realize that she's fucking us, and she's allowing certain shit, and she's giving you certain energy because she wants it. She wants you there. She likes it. So those are all returns.
Is it a part
you know
two?
So we, a lot of times we say, yo, oh, we doing all the work. She doing a lot of that shit too, because she's making you fuck her harder.
Is it a part two to this book that's going to make me feel better about myself? Because what you just said didn't make me feel good.
About what?
Me.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just, I've had to bail out of some pussy before.
Okay, what did you do? Did you spit on her back and bail out? What did you do?
I've done that because I just wasn't happy with the situation. But I'm saying that I've had some sex where I knew I was giving her all I had. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, she was like, why you keep stopping? Or maybe drawing. She's like, why you keep stopping? And I'm just like, yo, I'm fucking dying over here. Like, none of that was working. Like, yeah. None of this is doing nothing for you. I'm like, yo, you just got too much pussy for me, ma. You have way too much pussy for me. And I'm cool with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You need somebody. Might be a little younger. Maybe you need somebody that got a little bit
not
more
you
like,
passing the baton to a younger
yeah,
nigga.
I'm, yes. Yeah. Yes. Have you ever called your man and be like, yo, you need to fuck with shorty.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
I'm definitely pulling a girl off that had too much sex for me.
Why did you call this nigga in particular though?
Oh, did that happen?
You said that you ever called your mans.
No, I've what? Somebody tell me what's the elephant in the room here? What happened?
You said you call your guy, your homie,
yeah,
and say you should fuck with her because
they both expressed interest in each other before that.
Oh,
so it was like
okay.
I remember we were at a day party or something, and he was like, yo, who's Shorty? I was like, yo, I fuck with Shorty.
Let me tell you how what you said lined up in my brain. Okay, I appreciate it lined up in your brain the same way. You was like, maybe I don't have enough dick for her.
So let me call my homie.
Oh, but when I say dick, I mean dick energy. Not just, I ain't never seen his dick to be like, oh, you got a bigger dick.
I get you
mine.
Now. But yeah, when like, you said it, it was like
perception
crazy.
Is reality.
When you said it, it was crazy.
Nah, yeah. It was like, even if they do, nigga, if I know, yo, y'all heard. Bro, I did an episode yesterday. It's called Dick Yo, where we have people come on the show and the people that they're having sex with yelp their dicks.
Wow. Yeah. I saw that before.
One dude came, he had two girls, and both of them yelped him.
Yeah.
When it came to his strengths in the bedroom, one put the caps lock on and said size. The other one said something about the way his rhythm / stroke, and then the next thing she put the caps lock on and said girth. These are two women that don't know this nigga. They don't know each other. This nigga dick bigger than mine. It's okay.
Right.
It's okay. Niggas out there is doing their thing. I know. I don't have the biggest dick. I got good dick.
Right.
I think I got great dick. And now I'm cool with having great dick because a lot of niggas could have a bigger shit and they just don't know how to use it.
I agree.
So I'm super cool with that.
I agree. I'm not calling my dick. What did you say?
Are you still on the phone with my boy?
Yeah.
All right. So boom. Let's go with this.
All right. Let's go.
We all talked about things that we liked about sex.
Mm-hmm.
What about things you don't like about sex? Things that make you soft.
I don't like when I got a chicken missionary and she's trying to put her legs down. That shit is so one leg down. Like, I don't like when she can't keep her legs back in missionary. Or not even all the way back, but just even like up. Like when she's trying to lay one joint flat, like I just don't like that.
I ain't gonna hold you.
You know what? Sometimes, and this is going to be contrary to popular belief, but sometimes I don't want you to throw it back. I want to be in control the whole time.
I don't like throwing off my rhythm.
It's a rhythm thing.
I'm cool with it.
Now, sometimes I'll just sit there and let you do your thing. But if I'm in the mode to where I want to control this, I'll tell her, like, yo, baby, don't move. Let me.
Right.
Ooh. I'm with that.
Well, the command thing is big. Yeah. Women commands is big. I think women do love when a man tells them what to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing. And you can do that all throughout the sex. You could do that through. You can do that from foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, women get wet off a man being a man. So actually giving her directions. Yo, I've done things where I've punished you. I've told you every time I do this, I want you to say that. And if you don't, I'm going to punish you.
Bro, you know what? I'm going to need to implement a punishment because the woman I was dealing with, right? So she's coming off head, right? But I can't really tell when. I want to know exactly when you're coming.
Facts.
I need
show
to
your
know.
Work.
Show your work.
Did you get take math 7th grade? Show your fucking work.
So like, so I told her, I'm like, no, no, we had a conversation. I'm like, listen, like, I get it because sometimes when I do certain things with my tongue, I feel your body reacting. It's boom. I didn't know you came right there. I just thought it was maybe a sensitive moment. So when you come, I need to know so I can record in my mind what I did to get to that result. So I have a better gauge of how close I'm getting you to come.
Now I got something for both of y'all, pause. Because y'all niggas is nuts. But a lot of sex is mental for women.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too, so man. What I would suggest for you to do that is for to tell her, you can't come till I tell you to. Mm. Ask me if you can come. Right? So now she's mentally, she's focusing on that moment because she wants to ask you when she could come. She's almost gonna make herself. Hey, Tyler,
I'm not gonna lie, nigga, you just snapped. I'm not gonna lie.
She's almost like,
can I come right now?
Yeah,
he did. You know what else is crazy?
Yeah.
I just in the last 2 years, maybe a year and a half, found my voice in sex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't used to talk.
Me neither.
Me either.
I didn't used to talk.
Hold my breath.
I just got comfortable speaking. Like, I just got comfortable speaking. And there's a lot of chicks. Now it's a viral thing to say, talk me through it, talk me through it. I was like,
right.
Bitch, what is that? Like, what is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? But I just, in the last maybe 18 months, got comfortable, like, talking.
Yeah. Too.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, absolutely. I'm not gonna, nigga, you just fucked my head up with that one because the little instructions that I gave her turned her on. Mm-hmm. Just me voicing the hey, because sex was over. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think this was like the next day and she had maybe brought it up like, man, last night was so good. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yo, listen, the next time I need you to XYZ, woo-woo, I need to know. And I told her exactly why I needed to know when you coming. And all of that. And she like, oh shit. It, like she was the next time we had sex, it was like crazy.
Right. She was turned on.
She was turned the fuck on.
Right. You remember the chick I said to you, I was giving instructions just in regular life?
Yes.
So it's the chick that I'd be like just telling what to do, where to meet me at, when, da, 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 da. And she likes that it turns her on. She tells me how much it turns her on in regular life. Like I'd be like, meet
giving
me.
Giving examples.
That's kind of kink in a little way. You're almost like her top. You're almost like her dom in a way.
Okay, I like dom better. I like that word better.
I mean, it's still positioning dominant
when it comes to kink. So those, but I get what you mean.
I don't know the language.
It's almost like a dom where she is your, I don't want to say pet, but like she likes the fact that you're controlling her day. Like you tell her like, yo, this at 10 o'clock, do that at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I'm going to punish you.
For sure.
Do this at 12.
So
send me this picture.
I think I do the opposite. I think I tell her like, I'll be really grateful. Like, I really appreciate if you did this, but she knows that the word appreciation and gratitude to me means you're gonna get a reward.
It's the same thing,
you know.
It's
what I'm
just
saying?
The way that y'all, it's the way for that sure. Y'all dynamic is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, this nigga
absolutely
was walking out of a gym one day because our sons would be boxing and shit, and the woman who he's talking about, nigga, she's in the parking lot, and I think he forgot that he told her to be there, and he's like, "Hey, that's what's your call?"
Yeah. No, I was like, damn, who's shorty? She decent. I'm like, wait, I know.
Right,
like,
that's my bitch.
Oh, shit. Like, that's my bitch.
Yeah, it was like, but I wasn't surprised. I was just like, I didn't forget. I was just surprised she actually did it. I shared my location with her. And I was like, meet me. And she was like, where? I was like, just catch me in traffic. I like, if you catch me in traffic, she was like, I'm going to catch you and get home. I'm like, I'm going to get home by 8. If you catch me before 8, I got something for you. If you catch me after 8, then you just catch me after 8.
That's fine.
And I stopped. I was running around.
You just catch me at the 8.
I like, was that at, shit like, bro, I was shit at the gym for how long? 30 minutes?
He wasn't at the gym at that long. Right. You just,
and
you
I walked outside. She was in the parking lot. I'm like,
you
damn,
had just pulled up. He wasn't even there.
She was following that nigga down to fucking 94.
Yeah.
That nigga stood still for 20 minutes and she punched that shit.
And that sex is amazing.
I'm going to keep real with you, Terry. You triggered me a little bit with something you said.
Okay.
Because you said you don't like when a chick's legs go down. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's been times in my life where I'm trying to drill some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she just got her legs wide the fuck open. Just like yeah. She's just taking that shit like no problem.
I've been there too. I've been there too though.
Like, hold the
she's
fuck on.
Like, this is wide. Like there is no contract. Like I'm just in that shit. And I just look at her legs. It's just like,
how much dick you need?
Like, damn.
I ask women a lot of time, how much dick you need?
Yeah, but. that's when I was just pounding away. I didn't really know a study a woman's body like that. So now
I'm that's why I like to make them come a couple times with head before we even get started. Yeah. Like you came cool.
Just in case I do this
wrong. It don't matter how fast I come. You came already.
But there's different types of coming for women. So a clitoral orgasm.
No, there's different types.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's way different from a penetrator. And the penetration could be stronger. Like the clitoral is... I think true. Women love that clitoral one. That's why they vibrate. They go crazy. They don't really need dick like that. Uh-huh. But if you know how to hit them spots,
yeah,
her shit, that's where you're going to get all them shaking and
the
shit
thing
from.
Is, fellas, a tip, you can either buy a, it's like, it's. I'm pretty sure it's not toys, but it's in the toy category. But if you don't have that, putting a pillow under her lower back, mm-hmm. so she's kind of like mm-hmm. propped up, mm-hmm. that way your dick is more so pointing up towards her G-spot.
Yeah.
And as you going in, mm-hmm. and that pillow is right there, mm-hmm. you straight. Versus if she's flat, it's just a little bit more work.
Yeah, you got to angle
yourself. You hitting the back of the
You hitting the back porch.
But this you might be in the basement.
This is spot back.
But you're trying to hit the attic, though.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You want to kind of aim upwards. So
yeah.
They come from both.
It's foam things like that and pillows you can use, whatever, but just to prop her up. Or if she got like a low bed, you can actually be on the floor and she's like just slightly above mm-hmm. you, and you that works mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. This guy knows his anatomy.
For sure.
Well, that was a little bit of the Hard or Soft show. So if anybody out there wants to listen, we talk about the things men like about sex and the things that men don't like about sex on the Hard or Soft show. This is fun though, y'all. Y'all motherfuckers is nuts. And I love the crowd too. Y'all got a decent amount of people in here. Like, this is fire.
For sure. You wanna wrap it or we wanna go do what to say? I don't even know how long
we can probably wrap it. We can probably wrap it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, cool. Hold on.
What does wrap it mean?
I'll end the show with like a so before we like merged.
No condoms.
I'm sorry, what happened?
He said, "What does rapping mean?" I was just saying, like, we don't use condoms.
Oh, God.
Damn, Jesus Christ. Jesus,
God bless you. You really need to keep praying then. Yeah. You really need to pray because that shit don't work against STDs.
Discernment is the condom.
Or kids.
All right, so.
I'm joking, y'all. I'm not please serious. Please give this nigga right grace. Now. I'm joking.
So, rapping
is totally joking.
My page is called A Man's Perspective. So, I'll just end the show with A Man's Perspective. So, I would like to say, like, a woman's femininity is not dumping grounds for yours. So what I mean by that is both men and women have feminine and masculine energy, right? So when a woman is truly in her feminine, she'll make you feel comfortable, so comfortable where you'll want to damn near emotionally dump on her because she's so much in her feminine where you'll feel comfortable expressing yourself. But I would caution you to do that with caution. So like, think about it, like on a basketball team, right? You got 5 positions. You got the point guard, you got the shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. Each one of those guys have a different position, right? So as a man, you want to have different people in your life with those type of assignments. Not necessarily to basketball, you know what I'm saying? But just it's different people for different things. So you will want to have somebody that you can talk to where you probably don't have no filter with this person. Like, you could just be 100% yourself versus another person. It probably won't be that. So you'll need somebody where you need 100. You can be 100% yourself. I do not feel like that's your woman. I feel like that's your therapist. Mm. So your therapist is where you can emotionally dump. Your therapist is where you can just be 100% vulnerable, because if you are that with your woman, it's certain aspects of you that you need to maintain for her to see you. Number one, for her to trust you. But number two, for her to remain attracted to you. Right? So you generally won't see a center shooting threes. You know what I'm saying? So your therapist, you can be 100% boom. That's what they're good at. She has the capacity for it. And I know, fellas, women will tell you when you get into a relationship,
it's a safe space.
This is a safe space. You know what I'm saying? You can trust me. You can talk to me or whatever. But I promise you, she don't have the shoulders for it, especially with what she's already carrying. So if you come along and just emotionally dump on her, she can't handle what she got going on and you. I'm not saying not to be vulnerable with your shorty, but evenly distributed. Like your therapist, she's designed for that. He or she. I personally have a black woman as my therapist. But my therapist is personally designed to take on all of my emotional baggage. I'm not saying that I'm not communicating with my woman, letting her know what's going on with me. But I'm not going to just constantly let her know all my problems and shit, because she still needs to hold me in a masculine frame in order to trust me to lead this relationship into a successful place. Because she's already, 9 times out of 10, as a black woman, she's coming from a masculine place. You know what I'm saying? So
why you say that? Well, as a black woman, she's coming from a masculine place.
You know why I'm saying that? That is biased. I'm thinking about the women in Chicago. And we talked about this on the previous episode.
You talking about somebody living in urban areas,
urban area, city, you know what I'm saying? Urban
South Chicago, West Chicago, North Philly.
It's just like that, they just kind of got they grew up a little different. I don't want to go too deep into that, but that's the case. But I'm saying is, have different people in your life for different reasons. Let people thrive in the best way that they can serve you, in the way that they can serve you. So that's the man's perspective for the day.
For sure, for sure. Y'all got anything else for y'all? Anything else y'all want to say for y'all? Wrap up. Let them know where to find you at. Everything.
I'm listening to what he was saying. I was trying. You know,
he wasn't thinking about that. I saw that. Go ahead.
No, I was. I was thinking about
it. Get on his ass.
Aurelius
Duncan has a question.
I do understand a lot of what you're saying, and I think that it's hard. For me, I would have to read that book that you're writing.
Okay.
To just get the entire thing. Because I'm big on a man having emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
There is something, though, to a man that will cry all the time or say that he don't know. Insurity. I don't know if that's a word. I'm unsure if that's a real word. But
Uncertainty.
And how that changes the dynamic for a woman that needs leadership. Yep. And just needs certain masculinity in her home. So I received that from what you were saying. And the message that you were saying, like, yo, certain things is for your therapist.
Yeah.
However, I want to be in a relationship, and this is just being optimistic.
Okay.
This is optimistic. Where my woman, me and my lady get each other, where we are our best friends. And with my best friend, I feel like I should be able to talk to her. Dump, that word that you use, and that's another thing that I was examining, emotionally dump.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, fucking, I work for sanitation. We open up the back of the truck, the shit just go plop. Like, and it's just a lot for somebody to handle. You know what I'm saying? Like all of that versus sharing. Right? Versus just communicating. Dumping, that's just a lot for somebody to handle all the time. So I can see why a therapist is trained for emotional dumping. So, you know, I'm in the middle of what you were saying.
It sounds like you're exactly what you're okay with exactly what I explained.
Right.
Because
right.
You're still communicating with your woman and being open to her and letting her know, like, hey, baby, this is bothering me or whatever the case may be, this is what I was going through, whatever. But it's not an overload.
Right.
So I feel like guys and people in general, they be wanting their partners to be their everything. And that's not healthy.
That sex partner, therapist, best friend.
All of that
best
shit.
Best roommate.
That's
cleaner,
too much. It's a lot. And especially as a man, because we speak to men on our podcast. As a man, no, your woman shouldn't be all of that. Like,
So I'll say this. This is what I do. And I don't know, you know, whatever. Like, we could dissect it. We could break it down. I'll express my emotions freely.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say what I feel. I'll say everything I feel. I won't show it. I'll say I'm sad. I won't be sad. It's almost like saying LOL that. Out loud without laughing. You remember that? Like four years ago, she used to be like, LOL. It's like, she was laughing.
Yeah, you laugh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's how, like, I'll tell you this is how this went and this is how I felt about it. But I'm going to do all of the showing it by myself.
It.
Like, I'm not crying. I'm not, you know, the anger, the frustration, the sadness.
You're stoic.
I'm smooth, but I'll tell you all about it though. I'm just not gonna break down in any way in front of you.
Men cry in the dark. That's what they say. That's the book that I had somewhat read. I didn't read the whole shit.
Yeah.
But it was basically about we don't really share. And we're expected to take on all this shit from women or from the world. Mm. We expect to not buckle. We expect to kind of not be human. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that that could be damaging.
I really feel like man, like therapists is our secret weapon, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, because we do take on, and it ultimately is our responsibility. I think I forgot when I said this, but I think I broke it down in the intro video, or I forgot where I broke this down, but it's benefits to being like the alpha. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like in the jungle, I gave this analogy on one of my old podcasts. Like in the jungle, the lion gets to eat first, even though the woman hunted for it and everything. Mm-hmm. Like he gets to eat, and when he's done, then the wife and the kids get to eat. Like, why is that? That's because when danger comes, he's the one sacrificing and putting his life on the line. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm risking my life type shit. So it's benefits to being the leader. But you can't take the benefits without, you know what I'm saying?
The responsibility. You got to step up.
The responsibility.
I'm going to a whole nother pot. And I got to take a shit. I was drinking milkshakes today. Yo, I love that analogy, though.
Yeah, for sure. Line. So, like, just think of it like, you know, it's benefits of that shit. So, yeah, even though we do have to hold that responsibility, you can, it's other outlets, you know what I'm saying, to evenly distribute everything that you, evenly distribute everything that you're feeling.
How the fuck did we get, yo, we went a lot of places.
We went a lot of places.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, this is what I want to say. Listen, man, we be on social media a lot. We post a lot of posts. We talk a lot of shit. And this podcast is open to everybody, but it's for men. At the end of the day,
literally,
we talk to men about how to be better men. Tahoe just told me some things I need to change. I'm a petty ass nigga. Okay, it is what it is. All right, listen, you know. But at the end of the day, we talking about to men about being better men. A lot of times in the social media space, anybody gets to comment. So a lot of times, there's women in the comments telling us how to be better men. This is the solution to that. We have a Discord, guys.
Yeah, we do.
We have a men's only Discord where we talk about men helping each other, being better men. And it's not just me and Jones giving advice to men. It's everybody coming together to say, hey, this brother has a situation. Let's find a solution for this situation,
right,
collectively as a group, right? So we have a Discord. If you want to get in that Discord, you need to DM me at Terry Roseland, TerryRoseland, or Jones at
A Man's Perspective _. A man's perspective is spelled normally. A man's perspective.
Right. And we're not talking about leadership. We're talking about confidence. We're talking about purpose. Hey, and at the end of the day, it's a lot of times where, you know, I'm great with women, but it's some shit that he might say in a certain approach. And I'm like, hey, listen, I'm using that shit.
Fuck Vice that. Versa, for sure.
I'm using that. So at the end of the day, we got a Discord. It's for the guys. It's for the dogs. It's for the shooters. It's for the homies. It's for the brothers. It's for the kings. Everything. So let's do it, man.
Oh, y'all can find me. Can I do mine too?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all. I'm Tahoe TV. That's Tahoe _TV on Instagram, Twitter. I talk a lot of shit. I'm just here to try to, like, I just want to leave a mark on the world, something positive on the world. That's really why I do this shit. I have a show, basically, the Harder Soft Show, where we talk about the things that make men hard and the things that make men soft. And I'm also widely hated as the host of a show called So Shameless alongside my friends, Miss Daja Bell and Trauma, DJ Trauma NYC. And we just talk about urban issues, relationships a lot. And we're going to be rebranding soon to start talking about bigger issues in the community. So I'm looking forward to that, too, because I'm too old to be talking about $200 dates. I'm getting tired of that shit. So shout me out, Tahoe _TV. Peace.
All right. We out.
We out.